In a glass.
All right.
Glass of water, drink of water.
All right. And if you drop the glass on the cement, you'd say, now the glass is...
broken.
Is there a difference in your mind between a glass and a tumbler? What is a tumbler?
Well, if I understand it correctly, a tumbler is the thing that has the little stem.
Uh-huh.
And it sits on them.
Okay. You wouldn't call those tumblers up there?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, you might ask someone, how many glasses of water have you...
drank? Have you drunk today?
And you say, three,
I drank three glasses of water.
Okay, and tomorrow I will...
I'll drink...
some more. Okay, and some people came over, you might say, come on in and...
have a seat.
Okay, and so then he...
sit down.
Yesterday he...
oh, yeah.
He what? He sat. He was standing up and then he...
sit down.
Okay, And if you're... you have a big bowl of potatoes and you're... passing them around the table, and you're not going to serve the people. You might pass them over to someone and say, hey.
You want some potatoes? Will you have some potatoes?
Or you might say,
helping a potato, or help yourself to the
all
potato.
Right, and so he...
he helped himself.
Okay. Do you remember people using the pronunciation hope for help?
Oh, yes.
I have hope.
Yeah. I hope myself to potatoes. Yes, I've used the word hope. A lot of times.
You use it yourself?
No, I've heard it, though.
Heard it though.
And growing up, I've heard it.
Yeah. Say your father used it.
Yes, my father and mother used it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if they served something that you didn't want, you might say.
I don't like that.
Would you say that if you were out visiting friends?
No, you wouldn't say that if you
had
visiting
friends. That's what you'd say.
Huh?
What would you probably say then?
I guess I just refuse to take it. I don't know what you.
And then if you had a big roast on Sunday, and then you're going to have the same thing the next day, you'd say, today we're having...
leftovers.
All right, you put food in your mouth and you...
should.
And this is made with cornmeal and milk, boiled.
Oh, cornmeal and milk, that mush.
Sure. And then peas and carrots and beans, these are all different peas and beans and carrots and
they're all in
beets.
One
all different you might grow those if you just have a little thing you grow those or if you have a little what
I don't know what
well,
you're saying.
If you're growing beans, you know, let's say you didn't have this wasn't a big farm, this was just, you know, they had a little something out in the backyard and you grow beans and peas and carrots and beans. You say I have a little
patch
or gut. Yeah, another word for passion,
garden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't be a flower garden.
It'd be a vegetable garden.
Yeah, that's okay. And now corn, when they take the covering off the kernel of corn, sometimes...
that's a husk.
Yeah, they take the husk off, so they used to do that with lye sometimes.
That's right.
And what would they have after the husk was off?
Yeah.
What'd they call those big kernels after
they call them hominy.
All right, what would they call those ground up?
Call them grits.
Okay. And now this is another kind of, grain that is, it's a fine grain, and when it's dropped in boiling water, it expands, and you sometimes eat it instead of potatoes.
Meal, did you say?
No, it's a kind of grain. It's a grain. It's not grown around here. It's grown in swampy places.
Rice?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
And now I want to ask you about different names for cheap whiskey.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of really bad stuff. Right? Mm-hmm. The stuff that isn't made in a copper still. You know?
Yeah, it's illegal.
Do you have any names for that kind of whiskey?
Moonshine?
Well, that's one.
And?
For the really bad stuff that'll poison you, you know.